From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. allies had a stern message for Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and President Trump at the G7 finance ministers meeting in Canada. Tariffs on steel and aluminum are a bad idea. Canadian Finance Minister Bill Morneau said that the new tariffs hurt U.S. allies.
The Americans have decided to, take an action that's not at all constructive. It's actually destructive to our ability to get things done around tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump's priority is to have fair and balanced trade.
This issue will obviously come up at the leaders' session next week, and the leaders will talk about it. And again, our objective is to make sure we have fair and balanced trade, and that's really what we're focused on.
French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said the United States has only a few days to avoid a trade war. Germany's Finance Minister Olaf Scholz said tariffs are a very severe problem for transatlantic relationships. Trade tensions escalated when the U.S. imposed a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. Thousands of Palestinians, including hundreds of medical workers in white uniforms, took part Saturday in the funeral procession of 21-year-old Razan al-Najjar, a volunteer paramedic who was killed by Israeli troops Friday along the Israel-Gaza border. Later, Israel said Palestinian militants fired rockets into southern Israel. The Israeli military launched air raids to strike militant targets in Gaza. Local sources say the raids caused damage, but no injuries. This is VOA News. A leading Chinese general said Saturday that U.S. comments that said Beijing's deployments in the South China Sea intimidate its neighbors are irresponsible. Speaking at the Shangri-La Security Conference in Singapore, General He Lei said that China had the right to deploy weapons on what he called its own territory. He said China's deployments were for national defense and are to avoid being invaded by other countries. Earlier, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said that China's actions were not in keeping with previous statements made by its president.
China's policy in the South China Sea stands in stark contrast to the openness of our strategy. It calls in to question China's broader goals.
Six nations have claims on the South China Sea, a key shipping route through which trillions of dollars of cargo flows each year. Beijing has been building military bases, airfields, and missile sites on several islands in that area. The French news agency is reporting five new suspected cases of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. AFP reported Saturday that DRC health authorities recorded two new cases of illness in the Wangata area and three new cases in Bikoro. Both areas are in the northwest Equateur province. A new Ebola virus outbreak was first declared in the DRC on May 8th in Bikoro. Since then, more than 50 cases of infection have been reported, with 25 of those cases leading to death. This is the most serious outbreak of Ebola since a massive outbreak in Western Africa that ended in 2016 after infecting more than 28,600 people. Somalia's Puntland state says it has killed 41 al-Shabaab fighters in response to an attack on a military base in the semi-autonomous region in northeastern Somalia. At least four Somali soldiers were killed and more than 10 others were wounded when al-Shabaab militants stormed the Bali Kandar base late Friday. Witnesses said Saturday the militants began the raid at midnight near the Galgala Mountains in the Bari region. Sources said the Puntland soldiers stationed there were forced to retreat, but later recaptured the base from the militants. And opposition socialist leader Pedro Sanchez was sworn in Saturday as Spain's new prime minister. He took over the premiership after former Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy lost a parliamentary confidence vote on Friday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.